Hello, everyone. Thanks for tuning in to this edition of the Duncan Aviation's Trade Talk podcast. We have started a new series where each episode we get a glimpse of what it's like to work in different departments at Duncan Aviation. My name is Eric Anderson, and today I'm joined by Sewing Specialist 2, Billy Hayes, to talk about what it's like working in the Interior Department at Duncan Aviation. Billy, thanks for being here.
No problem.
So let's start this off. How long have you been at Duncan Aviation, and why did you choose to work here?
I've been at Duncan for about 2.5 years now. And I chose to come here because it was just furthering my sewing experience.
Awesome. You mentioned your sewing experience. How much background do you have in that?
I've been sewing for about 42 years now, since I was 9 years old, so a long time.
Oh, yeah.
And I've done everything from clothing to costuming when I lived in Las Vegas. I've done marine upholstery, and that's how I ended up here.
Yeah, awesome. You kind of touched on it, but what does your background look like prior to coming to Duncan Aviation?
Prior to coming to Duncan, like I said, I did costuming when I lived in Las Vegas, and then I transitioned to doing awnings that are on buildings, and then I went to marine upholstery, and I was there for about 2 years, and I kind of like doing stuff like that because it was something different than what I've been doing for all those years.
Uh-huh.
But it was still sewing.
Yeah, absolutely. So you came here not because of the aviation background or the aviation side of things, but rather for the sewing and interior work.
Right. I came for that, but I was always intrigued by the aviation industry because I would be that person sitting on planes looking at, well, this stitch is not right. That was me.
Oh, yeah.
And to have a chance to be a part of that and find out that we're not doing commercial airlines, that we're actually doing personal airlines, that was a lot. That was a game changer.
So what different positions have you held at Duncan Aviation?
When I started 2.5 years ago, I was in the interior shop where I was actually putting the seats back together. And then a position in sewing came open and they knew my sewing background. So they said, did I want to transition to that? And so I did. And it's the best thing I ever did.
Yeah. Was that a smooth transition?
It was, because one of the things I did when I was in upholstery was we sometimes farm people out to different departments when they need help. And since they knew my sewing background, you know, they'd send me over there to help out with there. So I knew all the ladies over there. So yeah.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about Duncan Aviation is you can come in and start in one position, and if you're not happy or something else really interests you more, you know, there's no problem in trying to find that better fit for you.
Right, right. And just since I'm in a sewing department, like I said, they farm out to different departments. I've been on a carpet team. I've been in a cabinet shop. I've been back in the upholstery department. But it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of things you can learn out here. Just because you start in one place, like you said, doesn't mean that's where you'll stay. You'll stay and you'll also get to learn about different things too.
Yep. It's all about learning.
It is.
So what does a typical day look like for you?
A typical day for me is usually coming back into the sewing room and either picking up where I left off on the curtains that I was doing, because I'm actually responsible for 95% of the curtains on the planes that go out of here. So I kind of have planes flying all over the world with my curtains in it.
Yeah, that's amazing.
It is. It is. It's exciting to be able to tell people, hey, that plane right there, that probably has my curtains in it. So, but yeah, then I finish that, or if not, then I go on the computer and find out what other planes we have here that need their curtains done, and then I start on those.
Awesome. Do you have a favorite project that you've worked on?
One of my favorite projects was for an aircraft when I was farmed out to the carpet team, and I ended up having to do the runners in that plane. But the carpet that this particular plane had, it was a mix of carpet and leather.
Oh, wow.
So that was fun.
Oh, yeah.
to figure out how to do that. But it was, yeah, that was an interesting one. That plane in particular is one that I'll pretty much remember that one for quite a while.
Oh, absolutely. Something different.
Yeah.
What's your favorite part about being in the interior department at Duncan Aviation?
My favorite part is that no 2 days are the same. And it's a contrast, you know, with different things that I have to do. Like one day I may be doing curtains, or they may need me in another department. So it's always something new and exciting. I'm one of those weird people that finds my job exciting, and I love my job.
Uh-huh.
People think I'm crazy when I say that, but I love my job, and I especially love my job now that I'm working at Duncan.
Oh, yeah.
Because I've been given opportunities that I wouldn't be given elsewhere. And also, one thing about Duncan Aviation is there's always room for growth. And if that's something that you want to do and you talk to your team leaders, they make sure they get you on that path that's going to get you to where you want to go.
Yeah, definitely. That's the awesome thing about Duncan Aviation is that everyone truly does love their job.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if they enjoy it, they're going to put out the best work and really give that Duncan Aviation quality on everything they do.
Exactly. It's like one big happy family here.
Yep.
And when some companies, when you get in an interview and they say it's like one big happy family, you know, and you get there and it's a dysfunctional family, but this one's not that way.
Yeah, it's different.
It is really a happy family here. Everybody gets along. Everybody is working towards the same goal, which is putting out the best product in the industry that we can. Yep. And that's why Duncan Aviation is at the level that they are now.
Yeah, well said. So do you have any advice for someone who's considering a career at Duncan Aviation?
First of all, if you're considering a career out here at Duncan, don't be afraid to apply. Because one thing I noticed with Duncan Aviation is that you don't have to have the most experience for that position.
Mm-hmm.
But if you have the drive and you're willing to learn, they'll, you know, put you in that position and teach you the right way to do things.
Yep, I agree. So you've worked all over the United States, it sounds like. So you've worked at different companies. How does the culture at Duncan Aviation compare to those other companies?
I'll go back to what I said before about Duncan being a family. Some places say a family and it's a dysfunctional family, like I said. But Duncan, it is. The atmosphere here is really great and everybody, like I said, is shooting towards the same goal. And when you have the whole company going towards that same goal of putting out the best product, you get a good atmosphere.
Exactly.
Don't be afraid to apply out here if you don't have all the experience, because if you have the drive and you want to learn, they will bring you on to Duncan. You will become a member of the Duncan family and they'll help you out, you know, to get to whatever goals you wanted to reach.
Yep. Well said.
I love my job here.
Uh-huh.
And I wasn't just saying that because we're being recorded. I tell everybody that I love my job out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I do, you know, because I've been given opportunities and chances to learn things that I didn't know. And since I do want to get into leadership, you know, down the line, I actually have a great team leader.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, if that's what you want to do, we'll make sure that we get you on that path to do it.
Yeah.
So that's what we're doing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah.
Everyone I talk to says the same thing about how awesome a company it is. Mm-hmm. I've lived in Lincoln all my life, and I've heard it for years. I'm always like, oh, okay, everyone says that mm-hmm. about their job. You know, I got here, and it's like, people really do
mm-hmm.
love this place.
Yeah.
So it's
and
awesome.
And I actually... Before my husband and I moved here from Minneapolis, mm-hmm. I applied here before we moved here.
Mm-hmm.
And I applied for a sewing position. And I actually spoke to Nick, who's actually my team lead now,
uh-huh.
and did my telephone interview with him. And he said, you know, if you do move down here, then give us a call so we can set up the in-person interview. Mm-hmm. I missed it by 2 days.
Oh, man.
Yeah. So they closed that position.
Uh-huh.
And then... You know, he told me, make sure you reapply if anything opens in the poultry or blah, blah, blah. So then something came up in poultry. So I applied for that and ended up being on Lee Johnson's team.
Okay.
And I remember in the interview, because he knew my sewing background, one of the things he said was, if something comes open in sewing, mm-hmm. are you going to leave my team and take that? I was like, I know, because I was hired for your team. So I stayed with his team till
mm-hmm.
he transitioned to another position. And then that, the sewing thing came open. You're like, well, we could transfer you. Well, actually, I ended up in sewing because when Lee was leaving, I told Nick, I said, well, Nick, you know, I know the sewing team gets backed up a lot. If you think my services will be better utilized in the sewing room as opposed to here over here on upholstery,
uh-huh.
I don't mind changing.
Yeah.
So, you know, so that's how I ended up over there.
Yeah. So it all worked out in the end.
It did. It did. I'm one of those weird people that I'm like, you know what? As long as I got something to do, I don't care where you put me. As long as, you know, I'm doing something.
Yep. Exactly. Awesome. Well, thank you for joining us today.
Thanks for having me, Eric.
And thanks for giving us a glimpse of what it's like being a sewing specialist in the interior department at Duncan Aviation. If you guys want to learn more about Duncan Aviation or to apply for a position, please visit our website at duncanaviation.aero/careers and follow us on social media.